This is AudioRx.study, where pharmacists, pharmacy students, and the pharmacy profession comes to learn through audio learning. Learn through listening at AudioRx.study, a dedicated audio platform designed for busy pharmacy students, pharmacists, and pharmacy industry professionals.
Hello, Pharmacy Podcast Nation. It's your fast forward pharmacist here, Dr. Chloe Givens. And before we dive into today's review, I just wanted to make you aware that information discussed today can also be found referenced in the Guidelines for the Prevention and Treatment of Opportunistic Infections in Adults and Adolescents with HIV. These are recommendations from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the National Institutes of Health, and the HIV Medicine Association of the Infectious Disease Society of America. Links to these journal articles and more can be found listed in the show notes of this episode. And should you need any additional information, please visit the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention website. As always, if you all ever have any questions or concerns, please don't hesitate to get in contact with me. You can find me on LinkedIn and Instagram, as well as my website, fastforwardpharm.com. My email will also always be linked for you, so you can get in touch with me that way should you need to. With that being said, everyone, let's get into today's review. Pharmacy Podcast Nation, hello and welcome to our final episode of the NAPLEX podcast. Today, we are concluding our infectious disease review by going over a summary of opportunistic infections and their treatment. Today, we are going to review pneumocystis pneumonia, also known as PCP, Toxoplasma gondii encephalitis, also referred to as toxo, and Mycobacterium avium complex, also known as MAC. Today's review is going to be short and sweet, so we are just going to jump right in. First, we need to go over what constitutes an immunocompromised state. This can include a CD4 count less than 200, if the patient is asplenic, if there are steroids being used for 14 days or longer at a prednisone dose equivalent of greater than or equal to 20 milligrams per day or 2 milligrams per kilogram per day, if the patient is on any other type of immunosuppressant therapy, if they are on chemotherapy, or if they are neutropenic and having an ANC less than 500. I mentioned at the start of today's episode that we would be reviewing three main infections. These infections are also going to correspond with a unique CD4 count, so you want to make sure that for your NAPLEX, you keep all of those straight. If you see a CD4 count of less than 200 in a patient case, then you can assume that the causative agent is going to be pneumocystis pneumonia or PCP. If the CD4 count is less than 100, then the causative agent is probably Toxoplasma gondii or toxo. And if the CD4 count is less than 50, then Mycobacterium avium complex or MAC is probably the agent causing the infection. Whenever we are looking at primary prophylaxis in our HIV patients, we want to be looking at their CD4 count. If their CD4 count is greater than or equal to 200 for greater than or equal to 3 months, then we can discontinue this primary prophylaxis therapy. It's also important that you know that there is not going to be primary prophylaxis recommended for candidiasis, and secondary prophylaxis is not really recommended either. When it comes to our prevention and prophylaxis in our patients with HIV, again, you want to be looking at that CD4 count, and you also want to recognize that if their CD4 count is less than 100, yes, we are going to be looking at toxo, but we also have to be treating for PCP as well. The same goes for a CD4 count of less than 50. Our main organism that we are going to think of is going to be MAC, but we also have to treat for toxo and PCP. So just remember that when we are looking at the different drugs that are used for primary prophylaxis and treatment. When it comes to our primary prophylaxis, if the patient has a CD4 count of less than 200, we are going to treat using Bactrim. If the patient cannot receive Bactrim single strength or double strength daily, then we can give them Dapsone alone, or we can give a combination of Dapsone plus leucovorin plus pyrimethamine. If the patient's CD4 count is less than 100, then we know we're going to be treating for toxo. So again, we can use Bactrim double strength or single strength, or we can give them Dapsone plus leucovorin plus pyrimethamine. If their CD4 count is less than 50, then we know that we are going to be treating for MAC. So in this case, we would give the patient azithromycin, 1200 milligrams by mouth, given once a week. Like I said, it's important to remember when you are presented with a patient case on your exam to recognize what organisms you should be treating. So if the CD4 count is less than 200, we know automatically that PCP is going to be our organism, so we should know that Bactrim is probably going to be our answer choice. If the CD4 count is less than 100, then we know it's either toxo or PCP, so we need to cover both of those organisms, and our drug that we use again will be Bactrim. Lastly, if the CD4 count is less than 50, then we need coverage for MAC, toxo, and PCP, so the only way to do this would be to have Bactrim plus azithromycin on board. So just make sure you remember that while you are taking your NAPLEX to help you narrow down your answer choices, and ultimately you should be able to choose the right answer if you can remember what you're covering for based off of that CD4 count. Before we wrap up and review our treatment for opportunistic infections, I do want to go over primary prophylaxis for our patients with malignancies. If a gram-negative infection is suspected, then our drug of choice is going to be a fluoroquinolone like ciprofloxacin. If the patient is experiencing a fungal infection, then we want to use azole antifungals or amphotericin B. Lastly, if the patient is experiencing a viral infection, maybe it is varicella or HSV, then we want to use acyclovir or valacyclovir. Our treatment for opportunistic infections is similar to our primary prophylactic treatment regimens, but there are a few differences that you need to pay attention to. If we are treating for PCP, then our first-line agent is, of course, going to be Bactrim, but we can also use pitamidine IV if necessary. If we are treating for toxo, then our treatment regimen is going to consist of leucovorin plus pyrimethamine plus sulfadiazine. Lastly, if we are treating for a MAC infection, then we can either use clarithromycin or azithromycin plus ethambutol. There are a few other pathogens and treatment regimens that you should be aware of, and these are going to include the treatment for cryptococcal meningitis, the treatment for candidiasis, and the treatment for cytomegalovirus. With cytomegalovirus, our treatment options are going to include valganciclovir or ganciclovir. With cryptococcal meningitis, we can use amphotericin B plus flucytosine. And with a candidiasis infection, we can use fluconazole or itraconazole. All right, Podcast Nation, that is a wrap on our Naplex podcast series. I truly hope you all found these podcast episodes helpful while you are studying for your Naplex. And do remember that even after you have taken your Naplex exam and successfully passed and you are a licensed pharmacist, you can always come back to these podcasts and use them as a review or access them on the job in real time, just as a refresher and to go over some of the treatment options that are available for some of the disease states that we don't encounter every day as pharmacists. I'm sure that some of you have already noticed that between 2019 and now currently 2021, there have been some updates to some of our guidelines, including the guidelines for diabetes as well as HIV. So we will be coming back and addressing this podcast series again and making any necessary updates as time goes on. If you are currently a student studying for your Naplex and you would like any tips or additional tricks and advice for studying for your Naplex, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. My name is Dr. Chloe Givens, and you can find me on LinkedIn or Instagram at Fast Forward Pharm, or even on the Pharmacy Podcast Network website under Hosts. It has been an absolute pleasure to bring you all this podcast series, and you can access it at audiorx.study under student membership. If you have any questions at all, again, my name is Dr. Chloe Givens, and please don't hesitate to reach out to me. Send me a message or send me an email, and I will absolutely get back to you. You have been listening to the Naplex podcast through audiorx.study, and audiorx.study is a member of the Pharmacy Podcast Network, so please stay tuned for more updates and more shows soon to come.